21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
The gig economy is an exciting place, and it's an exciting evolution of work. What gets me excited about the gig economy and where it's going is that it gives people the freedom to choose how they want to work, when they want to work, where they want to work. To me, as we've watched this industrial revolution over the last 100 years or so progress, we've continued to see more freedom in work. People can get jobs, they can choose their jobs, they get more freedom with those jobs, right? We've seen that progress. And I see the gig economy as the next phase of that, where people no longer have to be restricted to one job tied to one, you know, economic opportunity that they have actually very little control over, as we see with mass layoffs and things like that. And they can choose to have multiple forms of, you know, economic support through different gigs, through different platforms, by leveraging different skills they have or different capacities, whether that capacity is an extra vehicle, extra time. I mean, all these things that we possess, that we have control over, that we can leverage. And so I get excited about this idea that people can choose how they want to live their lives and how they want to earn money. And they can piece that together in any way that makes sense to them, you know, with all of these different things that they possess. You know, I kind of started my, you know, very, very early career, so to speak, you know, kind of during college as a medic in the Army. And I really, really wanted to, you know, serve. I wanted to deploy. I ended up spending about 13 months in Ramadi, Iraq. And what I learned through that experience was that I wanted to work in an office and do something a little bit differently. So, you know, after returning from Iraq and exiting the Army, I enrolled in a master's program in business, and I actually started sort of by happenstance in one of the original work from home customer service companies. And that was kind of how I got my feet wet in this whole, you know, work from home industry. And this was back in 2011. And so this was very, very early in the work from home days. This was truly back when, you know, we still had to have copper phone lines to dial into a central switch. So nothing like it is today, where everything's cloud-based and it's easy to access. And so, you know, that company was really one of the pioneers of starting to build this concept of freedom of, you know, where you work and having those choices. It wasn't a gig economy company at that point. There wasn't really much of a gig economy, but it was in the early era of starting to kind of push the envelope of what was the norm at the time. And so I was very fortunate to, you know, have an opportunity to kind of pick up my business career at a place like that was already, you know, pushing the world of work forward, I would say, is a good way to maybe describe that. And so that was where I really had an opportunity to learn about, you know, what does this mean to work from home? You know, how do people get to choose? How does this whole kind of puzzle come together, right? That you've got this, you know, large managed service, people working from home, delivering services to clients. And so, you know, through that, I was, you know, that's really the foundation for what we do today. You know, we can all think through, you know, what happened from, you know, 2011 through 2016, 18, and of course into COVID. And that really, we saw a boom in the gig economy, right? We saw Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and these companies start to really pick up steam, and the gig economy started to snowball. And so, you know, flash forward to COVID, obviously everybody started, working from home, right? That instantly became the norm out of necessity. And so, I would say we've really, picked up on those trends and leveraged those trends to build, what we have today, which is Omni, around, leveraging the gig economy, the growth of the gig economy, the interest in it, as well as, the ability to work from home. Technology's changed dramatically, and that's really given us the ability to build a platform that enables people to work from home, on their own schedule, for our clients, through these cloud-based systems. And so, it's a lot easier than it used to be, and it's really cool to see how it continues to evolve. What was really neat for me on my entrepreneurial journey here and coming to help found Omni is I learned a lot, obviously, in the Army, and this whole background in discipline, resilience, grit. And I will say, if there's one thing from an entrepreneurial standpoint, building a business takes so much grit, just the ability to overcome hardship, push through, right? I mean, the notion that temporary feelings should not make permanent decisions, because it is such a roller coaster. And I will say, it has not been easy. We started in 2016, and it's been, and we've built it brick by brick, and it has been, it's been truly a roller coaster. And so, I can say absolutely, I don't know that I would have been able to continue the journey, certainly not kind of enjoy and embrace the journey without kind of having that foundation of from the Army around just, managing hardship, managing hard situations, understanding that a hard situation is temporary, and in most cases the only way to get through it is to go through it, right? So that for me has been a really, I the discipline around that, the things I learned, it's really, that was a game changer for me when I decided it was time to leave corporate America and start a business. However, the pieces I learned in corporate America were obviously very helpful too. What was interesting for me, at a personal level, for example, I had never worked in an office, right? So I was a medic in the Army. So when I got to, all of a sudden, I'm working in an office, I actually didn't even know how to use a Microsoft calendar. Like, I didn't know how to use so many of the basic tools. And so, well, I had these amazing skills and understanding and things that I think really put me ahead in a lot of ways. It was interesting to understand how I was also had a big learning curve to go from medic in the Army to, person working in an office building and trying to kind of work within those norms. And so that, that really shaped my path forward in terms of, what do I need to learn? How does this need to look? And then there's the whole risk aversion thing. So, I think to be an entrepreneur, you can't be risk adverse, right? I mean, the reality is you're at some point you're gonna say, I'm quitting my regular job, and I'm gonna step off the cliff and hope I have enough wings to stay afloat, right? So, a big part of what I learned by being in the Army, and I mean, I guess from a tendency standpoint, I'm not risk averse because I joined the Army, right? So I already had that tendency, but just the understanding of how important it is to make calculate, to take calculated risks, to understand the environment. But by doing so, you have the opportunity to make big gains. And so, I think those are probably the things that really shaped my journey and my path towards entrepreneurship and I would say successful entrepreneurship, right? I mean, we've, been around for 8 years and, we've been on the Inc. 5000 list for the last 3 years. And so it's been, an exciting journey. It felt like, it took a long time to get here. And there was, a lot of difficult things and challenges to figure out along the way. But, I couldn't be happier with the experience, looking back. The thing that was most important to us after seeing, lots of different versions of, kind of the contact center, the customer service world, ultimately that company I spoke about before was acquired by a large global customer service company that, delivers out of centers all over the world. And so, after having seen many of these different landscapes and mechanisms that companies, leverage to deliver customer service to their customers, the thing that stuck out to us is we know we can do it different. There is a better way to do this, and it's better for the person, it's better for the client, and it's better for the client's customers. And so that was really the impetus to start Omni, was let's go build our dream team of people, all these people we've worked with in the past that we know, have this same mindset about how we can do things differently. And let's go build a great customer service company that, for the clients out there. And so, that one, we thought the gig economy is the way to do this. So the reality is there are tens, hundreds of thousands of people out there with incredible professional backgrounds, skills, education, different brand and product affinities, and they do not want to work in a traditional kind of, call center. And they would, though, however, work on their own terms, their own schedule, from their own home, for a client that they, relate to or have that right background for or affinity for. And so, a starting point for us was the better way to do this is through the gig economy and leverage a whole different person. So when you start with a better person, I think we can all agree you're going to get better quality in the end. And so, what's been very successful for us is looking for people with those right backgrounds. So whether that's a tax background or whether that's a pharmacy background or an insurance background. And many of these people are a stay-at-home parent, they're semi-retired. One of the areas we love to focus on is military spouses because the job is portable for them and carries a lot of flexibility. They can choose their own schedules, people with disabilities, disabled veterans. And so, really we're able to provide an opportunity to individuals that maybe would have struggled to find an opportunity otherwise, where they can, again, work from home, choose their own schedule, and choose to do work for a client that is someone that they want to do work for. And so what this equates to is a better outcome for everybody. So we've got people who can choose their own schedule. We've got people who, have a, product, brand, background, et cetera, that matches what the client needs. And then the client gets a network of people that can deliver great customer service to their customers that have empathy, that are already product users or, have that brand affinity, all of those things. And so the reality is you get a much better service than you do when you pick, especially if you're talking about a brick and mortar center and you're picking the people that are within 30 miles that are going to drive into the center. At that point, you're choosing really anybody that walks in the door is a great choice because your choices are so limited. Whereas we have 110,000 people in our network with this whole diverse set of backgrounds that are looking for opportunities to work from home, deliver great customer service to our clients, and do that on their terms. the other key to this, right, is we talk about numbers like 110,000 people. We get 300,000 applicants a year, you know, and we're literally delivering, you know, thousands of people on a daily basis for our clients. And so the question is, you know, how do we do all this? And for us, you know, automation has been critical. And so, you know, one of the things we did early in the days of Omni was we actually did, you know, kind of call center, contact center transformation with really this basis in automation. This was back in 2018, 2019, kind of in the early days of RPA and those types of things. And so, you know, as we've grown post COVID, that's been something we've focused on tremendously. And so we brought in a chief digital officer who's incredible, who has a ton of automation experience, kind of on the bleeding edge of things. And so we've then invested heavily in a platform that is, you know, is based in Python and some other modern technologies that really allow us to, you know, basically take two sets of a puzzle, right? So we've got all these people who are, you know, looking for opportunities. And then we've got clients who have very specific needs about, you know, when they need these, you know, the phone staffed, you know, emails, chats, all of those things, right? They come in at specific times. And so all of that has to match. And so what we've done is invested in a platform that basically allows, you know, people, the gig workers, to come and say, hey, this opportunity looks great for me. Yes, I have the right skills, background, expertise, et cetera. I want to sign up for this program. They go through a certification process, depending on kind of what skills they already have. It varies. And then basically they can choose their own shifts. So then what we do is we take all of the client requirements and say, okay, this client needs, you know, 200 people at 8 a.m., 220 people at 8:30, 227 at 9 a.m. And we build all of those shifts in 30-minute increments. And that team of certified gig workers can go and choose those shifts. So they may want to, so someone may say, I'm going to work from 11 to 1:30 today. I'm going to take a half hour off, and then I'm going to come back at 2 and work until 4. And so then it creates this, basically this perfect puzzle of all these individuals who are, you know, certified on the client, and then the client gets to meet their staffing needs, you know, almost perfectly. And so, and the reality is in the background, we've built a lot of automation that looks at open shifts and says, hey, reaches out to all the gig workers and says, hey, looks like there's still shifts available from 2 to 3. Are you able to grab an extra half hour? And so there's this continuous automation that runs in the background that makes sure that puzzle comes together every single day for our clients. I'd say that the thing that we've felt like is most important to us at Omni, you know, from the beginning, is our culture and making sure that we, you know, we bring people in who are going to, you know, continue to build on that culture and grow that. It's something we as leaders, you know, is very important to us. And we continue to keep, you know, we always hold very close kind of in our minds, what we talk about is what the culture is going to be. And so if we always talk about finances, guess what? We're going to have a financial oriented culture, which is not what we want. We want a culture that focuses on, you know, the people and delivering great things for our clients and those pieces. And so, you know, for us, some of the things that are very important to, you know, kind of us as a whole is opportunities to give back. And so we encourage, you know, we're 100% remote company. So it's harder for us to say, okay, everyone, we're going to go build Habitat for Humanity today, right? It doesn't quite work that way. But, you know, what we do is we want to make sure that all of our employees have the time and opportunity to do things that are important to them. And so, you know, I can think of one of our delivery managers. She actually takes most Wednesdays off to go work at a food bank. And so for us, it's enabling our team to have the time and feel like they have the capacity to do what's important to them in their communities and have an impact that is important to them. At a corporate level for us, I mean, as I kind of mentioned earlier, the military piece is very near and dear to my heart. And we've got some incredible stories of military spouses who have moved from duty station to duty station with their active duty spouse and said this was a dream to be able to unplug, support their family, move, plug back in and start earning money again. And it's not something they've ever been able to do before. And so, you know, just finding ways to support the people that are either, you know, part of our employee team or, you know, our gig workers. And just, you know, how do we make sure everyone has the opportunity to support their communities, support their families, and make an impact in the way that is most meaningful to them? Little about me outside of work. I'm an ultra runner. I started running ultra marathons about, you know, a little over a year and a half ago. And so I'm kind of on the beginning of that journey in and of it, which is its own journey in and of itself. So I have my first 50 miler scheduled this upcoming May. So I'm really excited to push the envelope there a little bit. And you know, what I've really come to love about running is just the number of ideas I have when I'm out running. You know, it's easy to say, oh, it's important to sit and work and be at your computer all day responding to emails. But, you know, I don't think that makes a whole person. And I don't think it makes, you know, the best version of a person. And so, you know, I find if I can, you know, get out and, you know, maybe after a couple of meetings, take an hour, hour and a half and get out for a run, it's like I come back so refreshed with so many ideas and thoughts, and I've probably solved at least two problems that were nagging at me. So, you know, that for me is very important. In a general sense, you know, just health and wellness, I think, you know, the same, you know, energy and dedication I put into making sure that, you know, Omni is healthy as a company and we're doing wonderful things, I feel is very important for us to all do for ourselves. And so I'm actually brewing my first batch of homemade kombucha, which I'm very excited about. But just those types of things are really where, you know, where I like to spend my time. I live near the mountains, so I love to trail run, I love to ski, and just be outdoors as much as possible is really, you know, kind of my goal in life at a broad level. Just how much time can I spend outdoors in nature and just enjoy the world around me. If you want to learn more about Omni Interactions, our website is www.oiteam.com. You can learn all about us there. Feel free to shoot me an email at Courtney, Courtney, at oiteam.com. Always happy to take a few minutes and chat about anything from the virtual workforce to ultra running. So don't hesitate to reach out.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast. A gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskarik, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community, elevate your perspective, and embark on the path to success.